Come Out of the Woodwork by Paige Leaf. Read by Rhea314. Fandom, Kingsman. Rating explicit, no archive warning supply. Pairing, Harry Hart Galahad, Gary Eggsy Unwin.
What are you doing here?
Harry demands, his breath hot on the back of Eggsy's neck. Eggsy squirms, trying to twist around to look at him, though he's thoroughly pinned against the wall. He had trouble throwing Harry even before. Now, with superhuman strength, it's impossible. He tries again to move, but Harry tightens his grip on Eggsy's wrists.
Harry, Eggsy says, low and faltering.
Harry growls a tiny, frustrated noise.
I told you not to come over tonight, he grits out.
You're out of food, Eggsy protests. I couldn't very well let my boss starve now, could I?
It doesn't matter, Harry interrupts sharply. I am a danger to you when I'm like this, and you need to leave.
You won't hurt me, Eggsy argues, tugging at Harry's grip just to feel the way he's carefully not using all his strength.
I could, Harry insists,
but he sounds exasperated, reproachful, so much like normal Harry. The only sign is that his body is a little too hot, his voice a little too gravelly. Eggsy's not in any danger. He smirks at the wall.
Is that a promise?
Harry freezes, and Eggsy feels a pang of loss. This is where Harry pulls away, tells him off, and sends him home. And then they never talk about this again. Eggsy's had thousands of these almost maybe possibly moments with Harry. Enough to know they always disappoint. But then, Harry slams him up against the wall, his hands now bruising the thin skin of Eggsy's wrists. Eggsy cries out, high and shocked, his cheek rubbing up against the smooth wallpaper.
You little idiot, Harry hisses. You have no idea.
And Eggsy was wrong. Eggsy was so wrong.
Harry, he breathes, suddenly, devastatingly turned on, achingly hard.
Harry, please.
Please what?
Harry taunts, low and mean.
Please let you go.
What if I don't want to, Eggsy? Maybe this is what you deserve, a lesson to teach you not to play with monsters.
You're not.
I am, Harry snarls, his hand striking the wall by Eggsy's head, his face dropping to Eggsy's neck.
It's in my nature.
His nose brushes over Eggsy's jaw, and Eggsy feels his shuddering inhale, and then the faint press of teeth on his throat. Eggsy moans, and Harry goes very still.
You like this, he says, faint and accusatory.
Harry, please, Eggsy repeats, slow and firm, and then continues,
please don't stop.
Harry drops his wrists.
No,
he says, and the heat of his body disappears. Eggsy turns around carefully, touching his fingers to his wrist gingerly. Yeah, that's gonna bruise. And watches Harry panic.
No, Harry says, shaking his head. This wasn't... You weren't supposed to...
Did you want me to shout? Eggsy asks calmly. Cuss you out? Hit you? Run away? Harry presses his lips together into a thin white line.
Yeah, Eggsy says, tipping his head back against the wall.
He's no fool. He knows how he looks, watching Harry from under his lashes, baring his throat. He might not be the werewolf here, but his senses are keen enough to see Harry swallow hard, his nostrils flaring.
That'd probably be the smart thing to do,
But Harry... Harry meets his gaze, clear and lucid. Eggsy smiles.
I've never been very smart. In a flash, inhumanly quick, Harry's on him, his hand cupping Eggsy's jaw almost tenderly.
You're sure?
He says. Eggsy leans into it, eyes half-lidded.
All right.
Harry exhales and kisses him. He bypasses exploratory entirely, goes straight to Filthy, and Eggsy whimpers, arches up for it. He winds his arms around Harry's neck, and Harry responds by getting both hands on Eggsy's ass and lifting, the muscles on his arms bunching with the effort. Fuck, Eggsy moans, wrapping his legs around Harry's waist and straining forward. Give it to me, Harry, come on. God, Harry groans, mouth going to Eggsy's throat again, grinding against him in deliberate, sinuous movements that drive Eggsy mad.
Will you ever fucking be quiet?
You love it. Eggsy laughs, and Harry retaliates by biting him. Hard enough Eggsy'd worry about him breaking the skin if he didn't know Harry would never. The pain zings down Eggsy's spine, and his cock jerks in his pants.
Oh, God, please.
Harry releases his neck with an agonized gasp and licks over the mark he's left behind, wet and burning. Eggsy whines, low and wounded, and comes. The end. If you've enjoyed the story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. And happy ITPE, Arkadyevna.